Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway. That's, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
There is a man taking a poop.
He's having a good time, cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
I have a turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
Oh, yeah, baby. 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Now, it takes 6 to 8 weeks to get these calls, so these are pre-coronavirus, but I know for a fact that, in all seriousness, that there will be a lot of funny ones during the coronavirus, but I know the police are exceptionally busy because people are, you know, obviously stuck together, and with that brings arguments and things of that nature. So,
but that's not what we're talking about. And you're right. No, like getting these 911 calls, it's a process. It takes a lot of people to get from here to there. And as you said, like most of the time, we're about 6 to 8 weeks behind. So what you're going to hear today is one that we absolutely have to play. But it happened right before all of this went down. But I will say that over the next several weeks, we have some in the pipeline that just show the utter absurdity of some of the things people were complaining about during the quarantine. And you can only imagine, because we've seen it all over the news, we've seen it all over the place. I mean, just the policing and the freaking
martial law.
People
are acting like they are, you know, honorary police officers.
Put it this way, I have been tipped off to many by people in the know, and just hearing the description had me cackling laughing. So those are over the next few weeks, we'll have that. But this one comes just before the whole quarantine situation. And as we all have, you know, we've said before, Brookline is a very angry place. And this one does take place indeed in Brookline. I know we've done Marblehead before, but let's return the ring to Mordor, shall we? And let's go to the tape. Real 911 calls from the city of Brookline. Let it roll.
Brookline police, this line's recorded. Hello, Brookline police.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm okay. You know, I got one thing to say, okay?
Okay.
I don't care if nobody comes and locks me up. I had it with that douchebag across the street.
What's going on?
Okay, I went over to Star Market minding my own business. She's tagging the cops in the five sector. That fat douchebag got us. And I thought back and I said,
all right,
that's
stop.
That
okay, what is it about the Star Market that is
it's the one
by Tappan Street?
Yeah,
it's a vortex of anger, Fred.
Yeah, that's where I used to live, and all the people there. And so he's had it with the fat douchebag. Does he say, I don't care if you come and arrest me?
Yeah. I don't care if you come and arrest me. Now, I don't know why he's that, because he's complaining about the fat douchebag who was across the street.
Well, I guess he's just saying to hell with it all. Like, as long as this fat douchebag is taking care of you, I will sacrifice myself. I'll throw myself on the train tracks.
What does he say about the five sector?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
He's using some strange Brookline language that I am not privy to.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm okay. You know, I got one thing to say, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care if nobody comes and locks me up. I had it with that douchebag across the street.
What's going on?
Okay, I went over to Star Market minding my own business. She's tagging the cops in the five sector. That fat douchebag got us. And I thought back and I says,
all right, hang on. He's like, thinks he's Captain Kirk of Brookline. He's flagging the cops five sector. Can we take it to warp speed, Scott?
I'm market minding my own business. He's tagging the cops in the 5 sector.
Scotty, can you take this to light speed? I need to get to the 5 sector. We need to get away from this fat douchebag. The 5 sector.
In the 5 sector.
The needs of the many outweigh
the needs of the few.
I went over to Star Market, minding my own business. He's tagging the cops in the 5 sector.
He's tagging the cops in the 5 sector? Okay, well, I didn't know he was in a spaceship or something, but let's continue.
Okay, I went over to Star Market, minding my own business. He's tagging the cops in the 5 sector. That fat douchebag out of 70. And I thought back, and I says, that's that fat slob. She's in a car filming me walking across the street.
All right.
So I told her, you can stick that phone up here. Because, you know I can prove it? Because I told my little sister a year ago she was bothering me.
All right.
She's there laughing to herself, pointing at me 11 minutes to 12 when I went over there to get my tickets and my food for the weekend.
Okay, wait. All right.
Gotta get my scratches.
Okay. All right. So he's settling down for the weekend.
Yeah. Right, with a bunch of onion dip and some scratch tickets.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, I got Fritos and scratch tickets. That's all I need. And I can prove it because my sister a year ago saw him. Okay, open and shut case, sir. Let's get this going.
I can't stand this guy's sister.
Yeah, and by the way, if you go into that Star Market, you're saying, like, please tape me.
You know what I imagine the Star Market being like there? Do you remember in Ghostbusters when Sigourney Weaver's apartment had like the vortex to hell or whatever it was? Right. That's what the Star Market is.
I lived about 3 doors down from that Star Market. So you can imagine. And now, do you believe me that there was a guy who had a bullhorn on his porch that told you to get off his lawn?
Oh, no, of course. Yeah. I believe it 1,000%. He lived in the five sector.
I went over to the Star Market minding my own business. He's tagging the cops in the 5 sector.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine this woman answering the phone going, like, what are you talking about? I want to shove the phone up. All right, continue.
11 minutes to 12 when I went over there to get my tickets and my food for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I don't give a f- who you call. Get that camera out of my face and go, heavy set woman using a camera. I said, you can stick that up your f***ing ass. I f***ing had it with her altogether.
What's your name, sir?
You don't know my voice? She can stick that up her ass, and I don't like being threatened by her or pointing at me and being on camera.
First of all, you sound like everyone else. Second of all, you don't know my voice. Yeah, it belongs to everyone named Sully. But second of all, if you're calling 911 where you're like, oh, hey, Jimmy, nice to hear from you. Who's taping in the 5 sector? Like, he knows. I bet you the 5 sector is something the police use to, like, identify. I bet you the
it's
5 sector is something real.
He's been visited by the police probably so much because of the 911 calls that he now knows that there's something called the 5 sector.
That's okay, the 5 sector. I'm being told the 5 sector is that section of Brookline.
Okay.
So you're right. He has called the police so many times.
You don't know my voice?
Yes,
you don't know my voice. So he's called the police so many times that he knows, like, the terminology. Because you know he has a police scanner in his house, and he just sits there scratching off tickets and listening to the police scanner.
You don't know my voice?
Oh, my God.
I just love how he goes, this woman's pointing at me, and he's at the grocery store. Was this Johnny Gomes?
What if you're at a grocery store, and the guy right next to you in line is pointing at you and yelling at you? Are you going to go get security, or you going to do something right there?
So he's angry. First of all, the description of the woman is heavy set and then fat ass. He goes between, you know, proper terminology and then very mean. So good for him. But, all right, so I still don't understand what he's so mad about and why he's being taped, but it seems like this is a dance that they've danced before.
I wonder if this is that same woman who, like, you know, calls and complains about all the people who go into the Star Market.
I wonder if this is, I don't know,
that he's complaining about.
Many, many people filming many, many things at that Star Market. You slip up and they're there at this Star Market. Don't you recognize my voice? Yes, you're everybody. Okay, continue.
I had it with her altogether.
What's your name, sir?
You don't know my voice? She can stick that up her ass, and I don't like being threatened by her or pointing at me and being on camera minding my own business. I'm not going to fuck with her, and I want a complaint on her. I had it with that douchebag. And you know who I'm talking about.
Now
I'm really revved up.
Okay.
You don't want to do anything for me. I'll just go to Chief.
I had
it with that douchebag. And I said, what are you looking at me for? I'm out of my own business.
So
she got a camera.
Somebody was recording you?
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector.
Okay, wait a second. All right. That's got to be police terminology.
There's no question. If you ain't going to do anything, I'm going to talk to the chief, whatever. He's about to say his name. And somebody makes a great point to me. He goes, is this guy's father? You know,
Louis, what is that? I'm like, I don't know.
It's the banner guy's father right there.
Hey, my son, you don't know the voice? I'm the guy whose son got the banner.
I mean, my man had to run across 3 lanes of traffic.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector.
That's got to be like 5-0 talk right there. She's tagging them. Because, boy, this guy has called the cops before. She's pointing at me and filming me. Do you know, like, it's like an ant colony there. There's all their own rules, and there's all these battles going on. It really is. It's like the Hatfields and McCoys, except for it's like different. I mean, it's just insane. It's a petri dish of just garbage going
just
on
anger.
Over there.
Right. Anger on both sides.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you're tagging yourself in the 5 sector, I mean, I'm going to shove the phone up you know what I'm saying?
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector.
I'm like one of you. Tagging the 5 sector.
Somebody said that's the new Toucher and Rich shirt. Toucher and Rich, tagging the 5 sector.
All right, continue.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector.
She was tagging the 5 sector.
So I said, hey, douchebag. I said, get that camera out of my face. And I was minding my own business, and I had it with her.
Okay.
I thought back on for about 10 minutes when I went to Star Market. That's that fat, ugly douchebag with the brown hair out of it. Yeah, that fat douchebag. And I thought back for like 50. I don't know her, and
stop.
I don't want.
All right, we have to break, and then I want to hear what more is going on.
All right.
He's been tagged in the 5 sector.
Well, everyone knows that. I mean, it's, you know.
I didn't do anything. She was tagged in the 5 sector.
That is police terminology, my friend.
She's there laughing to herself. Pointing at me 11 minutes to 12 when I went over there to get my tickets and my food for the weekend.
I like how he's checked his watch. 11 minutes to 12. All right. Sully, 11 minutes to 12, it's time to tag the 5 sector. Over and out. Like he's got his own, he's in his head, he's got his own CB. Okay, tagging the 5 sector. It's 11 to 12. Here I come. All right, so we'll be back and find out.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
And you know what I'm talking about.
That's right, of course.
All right, so we'll be back in just a moment.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win. with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway that's, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
There is a man taking a poop.
He's having a good time, cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
I have a turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
Oh, yeah, baby. 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Now, it takes 6 to 8 weeks to get these calls, so these are pre-coronavirus, but I know for a fact that, in all seriousness, that there will be a lot of funny ones during the coronavirus, but I know the police are exceptionally busy because people are, you know, obviously stuck together, and with that brings arguments and things of that nature. So,
but that's not what we're talking about. And you're right. No, like getting these 911 calls, it's a process. It takes a lot of people to get from here to there. And as you said, like most of the time, we're about 6 to 8 weeks behind. So what you're going to hear today is one that we absolutely have to play. But it happened right before all of this went down. But I will say that over the next several weeks, we have some in the pipeline that just show the utter absurdity of some of the things people were complaining.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to move.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time, cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
Brookline police, this line's recorded. Hello, Brookline police.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm okay. You know, I got one thing to say, okay?
Okay.
I don't care if nobody comes and locks me up. I had it with that douchebag across the street.
What's going on?
Okay, I went over to Star Market, minding my own business. She's tagging the cops in the five sector. that fat douchebag out of 70. And I thought back and I says, that's that fat slob. She's in a car filming me walking across the street.
All right.
So I told her, you can stick that phone up here. Because you know I can prove it? Because I told my little sister a year ago she was bothering me.
All
right. She's there laughing to herself, pointing at me 11 minutes to 12 when I went over there to get my tickets and my food for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I don't give a f- who you call. Get that camera out of my face and go, heavy set woman using a camera. I said, you can stick that up your f***ing ass. I f***ing had it with her altogether.
What's your name, sir?
You don't know my voice? She can stick that up her ass, and I don't like being threatened by her or pointing at me and being on camera, minding my own business. I'm not going to f*** with her, and I want a complaint on her. I had it with that douchebag. And you know what I'm talking about.
So,
now I'm really revved up.
Okay.
You don't want to do anything for me. I'll just go to Chief.
I had it
with that f***ing douchebag. And I said, what are you looking at me for? I'm out of my own business.
Somebody was recording you?
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
She was tagging the five sector.
She was tagging the five sector. And did we get a tweet explaining what tagging the five sector means?
Well, the five sector, you know, so Brookline is divided up into these different sectors for the police to, like, patrol. And sure enough, somebody just sent me a map and circled where it is and just put the five sector with an arrow sitting there. So, and it looks like the Star Market's right in the middle of it, the vortex of anger. We've gotten more calls that happen within three blocks of that Star Market of people just bitching about stuff than I think any other area in Brookline 911. No question. And I didn't realize now it's the five sector, which is somebody said the West Baltimore of Brookline.
Yeah, I lived in the five sector, and I'll tell you what, it was like an episode of The Wire all the time. And by the way, I'm seeing tagging means writing plates down of all the people in the parking in the fire sector. Oh, okay.
No, it's not the fire sector. It's the five sector. They're right about that. Like, he's saying the five sector, and that's what it is. There is a five sector.
He is the five sector. All right, so tagging means she's writing down the plates. Now, I don't know really what that gets you to write down the plates of people that are at the Star Market, but apparently this is bad news. You don't need people parking at the grocery store. I mean, if anything, you would hope that they would not go in at all. But I lived three doors down from this very Star Market, and it was hell on earth. It was absolutely terrible.
And by the
absolutely.
Way, how awesome is this woman on the other line to just keep her composure through all this? Like, she's been very, very cool, calm, and collected, acting like a pro.
Oh, sure. But she knows his voice, and but I like the familiarity of everything, that she should know his voice, and she should know who he's talking about, because she's tagging in the five sector. So let's get to the woman. So this woman, and I know how she would gain weight, because she's on a stakeout. It's like Dreyfus and Estevez. She's on a stakeout.
She's Rosie O'Donnell in another stakeout.
And so she is... she's writing down these license plates and filming people. Now, for what reason? Isn't it obvious? No. So she's doing this. I tell you what, man. I'm telling you, it's like having a microscope on a Petri dish and just seeing cells move around and bump into each other. I mean, it's its own ecosystem. This is the epicenter. This is where they come to battle. This is, you know, in Gladiator, this is the combat zone. This is where everything
enter
goes
the
down.
Octagon, right?
Yeah, this
the
is the octagon.
The five sector is the octagon. That's
yeah,
right.
The five sector, and then it all encompasses this. Can you imagine working at that Star Market? You must go home every night and cry. I wonder what you would have to do at that Star Market to get fired. Because you know how long I'd last at that Star Market? I'd come in, the first customer would come in, and I would just walk out. I'd say, that's it.
Nope.
It's not worth it. Nothing you could pay me is worth this. All right, let's continue. This man has been tagged in the five sector. He wants to shove the phone where the sun don't shine.
I didn't do anything. She was tagged in the five sector.
That's right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right. He knows the terminology. All right, here we go.
So I said, hey, douchebag, I said, get that camera out of my face. And I was minding my own business, and I had it with her.
Okay.
I thought back on for about 10 minutes when I won the stock market. That's that fat, ugly douchebag with the brown hair out of it. Yeah, that fat douchebag. And I thought back for like 50. I don't know her, and I don't want to know her name. But I remembered her face because she stalked me a year ago. Get that douchebag out of my face and that camera up her f***ing.
Okay, this guy's got a long memory. So he remembers this woman from a year ago. Tagging in the five sector. I mean, that's a face you never forget.
That, if that this fatso's been tagging, song to be made.
Tagging in the five sector. Tagging in the five sector. Shove it up your ass. All right. She wanted to tag me in the five sector. Tag me in the five sector. All right. So this guy's got a long memory. He remembers a year ago. He's minding his own business, and this pig's tagging him in the five sector. And that's something you don't forget.
That's that fat slob.
Okay. He's very concerned that she's overweight. Very concerned. All right. Because if she was thin, he might like that he was being tagged in the five sector.
Somebody said, you know who this guy sounds exactly like? Is
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. All right, first Johnny, of all, I'm sorry.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
First of all,
it sounds just like her.
How did someone come up to that conclusion? And second of all, how do we have that clip?
Somebody over the commercial break, two people said that it's the dude from Home Alone.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, congratulations back at the studio. I mean, finding that, my goodness. All right, To encapsulate what's going on right now, this man is very mad. A year ago, this woman was tagging him in the five sector. She's overweight. And then he was minding his own business. He didn't do anything. He's being tagged in the five sector. Let it roll.
I don't know her, and I don't want to know her name. But I remember her face because she stalked me a year ago. Get that douchebag out of my face and that camera up her f***ing. And I want to complain, and I don't feel well, and my heart's pumping. Enough of her and I can identify her car, and I can identify her.
Okay, sir. Sir, how can we...
No, don't call me, sir.
Okay.
I had her when that douchebag upstairs with the dope that broke my...
Don't call me, sir. Call me Sergeant at Arms.
Call me Captain Douchebag.
Don't call me, sir. Call me... Call me Captain Joe.
No, don't call me sir.
Okay.
Don't call me sir. That's an insult. They call my dad sir. All right, continue.
No, don't call me sir.
Okay.
I had it when that douchebag upstairs with the dope that broke my door handle last night. And there are all my friends up there, but they don't help me.
I told the douchebag,
stick that camera up your...
All of a sudden, randomly, some guy who broke his door handle was upstairs from him just kind of came into the story. I'm not quite sure what that person has to do with anything that's going on.
Well, Rich, I'll tell you what. You really know who your friends are when someone has broken your door handle and no one's helping you.
I mean, it's true.
And you're sitting there going, here I am. You broke my door handle. No one's helping me. Now I'm being tagged in the five sector. Can I catch a break? He's the Ziggy of the five sector. He can't catch a break. I mean, there's just a cloud over his head. All right, Charlie Brown. All right, continue.
I had it when that douchebag upstairs with the dope that broke my door handle last night. And there are all my friends up there, but they don't help me.
I told the douchebag,
stick that camera up your f***ing ass. And she's filming me, minding my own business, going food shopping.
Shopping? Spooch?
Food shopping.
He was food shopping in the five sector while tagging in the five sector.
Food shopping.
Okay, I thought he said something else.
Food shopping.
Yeah. I want to help you. So,
you went to the Star Market, the food shop. Thank you so much for that information.
He was food sharpening. Yes,
yes, he was.
I want to help you. So, What can I do to help you right
now? I want her out of my face.
Okay.
You know, I I'm a gentleman, believe it or not. And then she rolls down the window halfway, so I went, meat lady, okay. Meat lady.
So, you know me. I'm a gentleman. I was wearing a monocle. I'm a gadfly.
Hang on. This just took a turn. So he says, I'm a gentleman. And then to justify how much of a gentleman he is, he said, when she had her window down, he rolled up and said, meat lady.
I'm a gentleman.
That's what he says to fat people, apparently.
I was wearing a tie and tails with a monocle. All right, continue.
Let me hear that sentence. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, I'm a gentleman, believe it or not. And then she rolls down the window halfway, so I went, meat lady.
Is this the faster guy when his balls dropped? meat lady.
Oh, my God.
So I went, meat lady.
Do you hear how he got that voice? I'm a gentleman, so I go, meat lady.
God, he's
meat lady.
Hey.
I threw some raw meat.
And I'm going to sing a song for you.
Meat lady.
And Bill's going to tell you a thing or two.
Meat lady.
I tell you what. That place is just such a crap hole. All right, we continue.
You know, I I'm a gentleman, believe it or not. And then she rolls down the window halfway, so I went, meat lady. And she's filming me, mind of my own business. You know what I'm talking about? You get like 90 calls a week.
Okay.
My heart's pumping.
I don't want you to get all riled up. You know, I was in a good mood
to let douche. You know, do me a favor, okay? So I told her, hey, douchebag, c-bag, get out of my face. I want to be left alone.
Okay. How can I help you right now? Because I want to make sure that we can get you help.
Hey, do me a favor, okay? Don't play the mental card with me because I'm smarter than everybody up there, okay?
I'm sorry?
Wait, what?
Don't play the mental card because he's smarter than everybody up there, okay? Don't play that mental card asking how she can help you.
Yeah, that's mental trickery.
Hey, do me a favor, okay? Don't play the mental card with me because I'm smarter than everybody up there, okay?
Okay, I don't really know what to
don't
say.
Don't play
that.
The mental card with me because I'm smarter than anybody up there. I just want to be left alone and without somebody filming me and threatening me. I don't like that.
I can understand that. I wouldn't want that either. When's the last time you were filmed?
I saw her at 11 minutes to 12 when I went over to Star Market. She was sitting in a white car with a window one halfway down. And she's filming me, so I went, meat lady, you're my meat lady, you're a douchebag. She's filming me, minding my own business, going to Star Market. I got news for you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up the budget rented car, and I'm going to rent the big budget rented truck. And I'm going to go over to sitting there and rev that engine up for hours just to aggravate her at 3 o'clock in the morning.
What's your phone number? Is it 617?
I don't know what the f*** it is. My number come up on your phone, right? Like I'm stupid or retarded.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gone. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh.
Stupid or retarded?
To answer your question, yes.
Stupid or retarded?
Yes. It'd be great if she went, well, that's obvious, but my job is requiring me to take this information down. Yeah.
Stupid or retarded?
I like how he's going to rent a car because obviously the license has been taken away years ago. But he's going to rent a car and he's going to rev the engine at 3 in the morning. That'll show her.
First of all, just for the last like 10 seconds there, he went into the store at 11 to 12. So like not like 10 till 11 minutes. So he knows exactly when he went in. And on top of that, we have learned that this gentleman doesn't know his own phone number.
Well, no, he's smarter than all of them, Rich. He knows better than to give his phone number out. They got it.
By the way, she is a saint. He drops the C word on her at one point.
Oh, really?
He goes douchebag and then goes C bag. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, imagine being on the other end of that. And she's been nothing but polite. And he's just like, then he says he's smarter than her as well, which is great.
Well, I gotta think that you take the smarter than you in stride. Because unless you have very low self-esteem, I think you know that you're much smarter than this man.
Meat lady.
I'm a gentleman. Don't call me sir.
I don't know what the f*** motherfucker, does my number come up on your phone, right?
Let me hear the last, like, 15 seconds of what she's asking for the phone number, because that was one of the weirdest outros that we've had on Brookline 911.
And I'm going to go over to sitting there and rev that engine up for f***ing hours just to aggravate her at 3 o'clock in the morning.
What's your phone number? Is it 617?
I don't know what the f*** it is. My number come up on your phone, right? Like I'm f***ing stupid or retarded?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gone. Goodbye.
Okay, all right.
All right, so you answered your own question at the end. All right, well, listen.
Meat lady.
I'm telling you, that's the chili guy's brother.
It's the baby wheel guy, as a matter of fact.
If the chili guy went, meat lady, that's something exactly what he would say.
You think that's what he would say?
It sounds like something he'd say. All right. Well, listen, we are enjoying there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gone. Goodbye.
Yep, of course you are. That's a shame. Well, God bless the police. God bless these people that have to deal with it. I'll tell you this. All right.
And I want to complain, and I don't feel well when my heart's pumping.
Well, it's a good... Really, you're alive. It's good. I'm breathing. All right, well, listen.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector.
All right, very good. We'll be back. Hear that.
Hey, do me a favor, okay? Don't play the mental card with me, because I'm smarter than everybody up there, okay? Meat lady.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. E5 Sport.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Maybe you do some limited seating in bars, but not let have people kind of freelance together. You would do some social distancing in some of the larger venues. I would like to get to a point. I'm not saying we're going to get it in May. You know, I've helped recruit. I wanted the wrestling to be filmed in Orlando. I'd like them to do WrestleMania. They were going to do WrestleMania in April. That was hundreds of millions of dollars. I want to keep that good relationship. I want them to invest in Florida. We got UFC to come to Jacksonville. Again, there's not going to be any fans, but I think those are going to be a good event for people. I work with Phil Mickelson on making sure they have what they need for that Tiger Woods match. So there's going to be a lot of good stuff going on, but I don't think we're probably ready to have fans. But I do think the trends are good. I think as you get into June, July, I think there is a window to have some fans. You're not going to have everyone packed in. But man, in 90-degree weather in the state of Florida, if you're out there and someone's 10 feet away from you and you want to watch a ball game or something, you may be able to do that. So this is something that we're just going to have to do. We're going to be driven by the facts, driven by the data. But I think that Major League Baseball coming back, I'm hearing this, I think that that's going to be exciting for a lot of people.
The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. I don't know. Is either this is the sample that third base used for the gas face, or it's the actual song. But nonetheless, Rich, NASCAR is the first, I guess, sport to come back. And they are having races right now with no fans. Who was that from Florida?
That was Ron DeSantis. That was the governor. Has not been doing a great job covering himself with glory either. But, you know, he's basically begging for sports to start back up there. And, I mean, he's been that way for a while. Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to cancel WrestleMania. But, I mean, the public pressure obviously brought that down. But the first race will not be in Florida. This will be in – where is Darlington? Is that North Carolina? Do I have that right?
Yes, Darlington is in North Carolina.
Okay. So NASCAR is the first, you know, of one of the bigger sports. I mean, the NASCAR is huge. And, Fred, you said it. They're probably a $1 billion industry. And they have announced that they are returning on Sunday, May 17th. That's 2 weeks from this Sunday. Now, they're going to have a race that is not going to have any fans in the crowd, but it's still sports and it's still groups of people together. And we were talking earlier about, you know, if they can pull it off, does that mean anything for the other sports? And your first thought, as mine was, well, it's different because they're in their own car. But, you know, Fred, you make a good point. There's pit crews. There's still people that have to be there.
Oh, no. I would say that there's much more people that would be there than any other sport that they're talking about right now. I mean, you have pit crews, you have you in the garage, there's mechanics. I mean, there's tons and tons of people.
Well, Fred, let's get to that, because that was kind of a question. Can other leagues take a look at what NASCAR is doing and say, well, maybe this will be safe? I mean, will they kind of be the the sacrificial cow? Like, will they be the ones that will test it for everyone? And now we're getting a look at what kind of restrictions and what kind of things are being mandated from each one of these teams and racers in order for them to pull this off. So, according to the Charlotte Observer, they've obviously got a lot invested in this because they're, you know, going to be close to where this first thing's going to happen. They said, racing in a safe way will look different. Teams of no more than 16 individuals, including drivers, crew members, and team owners, will arrive at a quiet raceway in 2 weeks. Temperatures of those entering the venue will be taken as they will randomly throughout the day. Everyone walking around the tracks will either look like ninjas, surgeons, or welders. NASCAR is requiring that personal protective equipment be worn, including cloth face masks in the infield and fireproof sock masks or face shields on pit road and over the wall.
Oh, that would suck so bad.
Suck. It would
you
suck.
You know how hot it's going to be? Oh, that's just terrible. Oh, that's awful.
At least it's May. Let's say this thing goes on through the summer. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in the middle
of the summer
in a NASCAR race? Oh, well, Daytona
is earlier. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, but like these races, because in the South, like Bristol, I believe is in Tennessee. I think
Virginia.
Okay, Virginia. Well, there's one in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one in Tennessee. And there is, I mean, I can only imagine if they have to wear these hazmat suits. I mean, someone's going to die.
I mean,
someone's going to just overheat. I mean, maybe not die, but there's going to be at least one person that overheats per race.
A fireproof sock mask and a face shield just blocking in that heat. They said NASCAR is also requiring teams to self-monitor individuals for 5 days for symptoms before arriving at the track and asking them to keep a log of who each person interacts with at the races. They said, so if we have a positive coronavirus test post-race, we can figure out who they were in direct exposure with and ask those people to isolate for 14 days. Boy, this is going to be a pain in the ass. They said, if there are any health concerns prior to the events, the individual will go into a secondary screening process, which will include heart rate and pulse oxygenation tests monitored by medical personnel. Drivers, they're being asked to self-isolate in their motorhomes while they are not racing, and spotters will be spaced out 6 to 10 feet during the events. Anyone who appears symptomatic before or during a race, quote, will be processed and removed from the event and given medical attention if needed. They said NASCAR is basically going to be, judicious with its testing. They said coronavirus tests are still in short supply. Getting results can take 2 to 3 days. And then, you know, one of the people that they also interviewed said, to be quite honest, those tests should be targeted for people most in need. And that's going to be a big problem, too. Like, if they talk about how everyone's getting these tests all over the place and yet people in the state still can't get it, it's obviously not going to make them look that good.
And there's also no way that they can do all this.
The more details, like, as this list goes on, you start to think, like, how are they going to pull this off?
They're not. I mean, they're going to do the race, but there's no way they can do all of that. I mean, you know that. I mean, there's no way that they can follow all these guidelines.
Well, it's not done. They say post-race, we're going to stagger people's exits.
Okay, doable. Yeah, doable.
We'll be looking at temperature and other factors as they league. We'll also requiring all teams to disinfect as needed, and we'll even seal haulers and things like that to make sure that they go to the next event and that they're safe. They said while around-the-track protocols might look different, NASCAR said it wants to keep the on-track action as close as possible. They announced there will be live pit stops at all the new events, but there will be no practice or qualifying. Well, no qualifying.
I like that these guys are going like 200 and some odd miles an hour and can flip their cars 45 times and get themselves set on fire, but they're concerned about the coronavirus with the drivers. It's just like, what do you think is more dangerous, driving a NASCAR or the coronavirus? But nonetheless, there's no okay. Is that it?
I mean, that's most of all of it. Apparently, there's more things, but that's the big ones.
There's no way. I mean, there's absolutely no way they can do all of it. I mean, it's nice to say, and it's good PR, but I mean, there's no way.
And that
absolutely
will lead,
no way.
And that will lead to bad news. I mean, some steps will be skipped. Someone will get sick, and they'll have to stop again.
See, I'm not positive. I mean, I'm not positive anyone gets sick. I mean, we're assuming just if you have a group of people that someone's going to get sick. And it obviously, listen, I don't want to be with a group of people. But, I mean, I think that you could do this and no one would get sick. But
if someone does, John's right.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just say, oh, we're going to remove him. I mean, don't you think that the season's put on hold once news comes out that one guy got it?
If they have tracked them and tested them and gotten them out of there.
No, because, I don't think it matters because you don't know how many people person had infected.
Well, John, that's what they say they need just in society. Like, Massachusetts, they say, won't open until they have proper tracking and testing. So if NASCAR has that with a much, much smaller group of people, that's all they can do.
I understand, but Fred, that's why we were talking about this before. I mean, people look at NASCAR starting again. It's like, oh, that's fine. There's a lot of pressure on these guys to get it right because a lot of other leagues and commissioners of those leagues are looking at this and saying,
the first
can you
hold for everyone? Yeah.
That's right. This is the first real big name sport to try this. But, and the NBA and the NHL, they're all watching to see if you can have small groups of people together and get this done.
But they are prepared to have someone get the coronavirus and get them out of there. I mean, that's what that all reads as. If someone gets the coronavirus, they're tracking who they talk to, and then they're removing them, which tells me that they're not going to cancel the race, which tells me that that won't stop preclude them from doing a race in the future. I mean, if they have implementation to get people out of there with the coronavirus, they didn't say we're going to shut the race down. They just said that
if more than one driver, though, Fred gets it. I mean,
drivers are different. If a driver gets it, then they've got to make some decisions.
Even if it's a crew member, Fred, it's going to be huge news.
Fine, but I don't. I still think that they race. I really do.
What if you're the sponsor? See, that's. I think all that matters right now is the public perception. And I think that if a sponsor, like if their racer gets the coronavirus,
racer,
and they keep
how do you
going?
Said racer again.
Or someone in the pit crew. Or someone in the pit crew that is sponsored.
Racer would end it. But even if it's someone in the pit crew, like if they find out that it's on, I don't know, like I don't know who sponsored who now. But if like someone on the Budweiser team ended up getting sick, and that's the news is everywhere. Well, you know, you're paying for these people to get out there and essentially, you know, you're somewhat responsible for them getting the coronavirus.
I disagree that if a guy that wasn't a driver got it, that they would that it would be something that affects its sponsorship.
But I
honestly think NASCAR, a non-driver would be sort of a non-story. I think that it would go away quickly.
Do you want to hear the scariest thing about all this, though, is if we were this morning, didn't know about any of this, and we were all asked, which sport do you think would have the best success to be able to pull this off without anyone getting sick? I think we would have all said NASCAR.
No, I would have said NASCAR last.
I would have said golf.
I would have said NASCAR last.
Why? Because in basketball, you're rubbing up against each other. There's sweat, there's no masks.
Because in NASCAR, there's way more people involved than in the other sports. It requires triple the people, quadruple the people than it does in the other sports. NASCAR, this is a big thing.
But they're way more spread out.
No. The pit crews are right next, rubbing up against each other. If you're changing four tires, you're not 6 feet apart. And if these guys are all together, then there's a million other people behind the scenes to get these things going. This is, I think, much more difficult than the other sports.
I know, but hockey players and basketball players can't cover their mouths with masks.
Okay, like, but nonetheless, it's 12 guys on each team, and two and three coaches and a trainer. In NASCAR, it's a million people. And by the way, the players could wear masks on the bench or whatever. I don't know. I think, you know, 24 people on a court, it's very unlikely that someone gets the coronavirus. But, you know, I don't know. I think that sometimes you just got to take the chance. You do what you can, and then you take the chance. These guys are all exceptionally healthy. Another thing in NASCAR is, you know, there's 400-pound guys in there. But in basketball, I mean, these guys are very fit. It's
not a lot of fat NASCAR guys anymore.
Drivers, yeah. The other people. You're missing the other people. The drivers are the least likely to get sick. The other people, but if a basketball player happened to get the coronavirus, there's a 99.9% chance they're not going to die. And so, you know, I don't know. At some point, you just got to roll the dice. At some point, you know, it is what it is. You do what you can, and if you take every precaution you can, and if someone gets sick, I mean, it's like you take every precaution you can so someone doesn't, you know, snap their leg in half like Gordon Hayward, but at some point you gotta, and I'm not saying it's now, maybe, but, you know, as soon as things start to show improvement, I mean, I think that there's a lot of responsibility to the public and things of that nature to give people at least a little bit of distraction, because I think that the mental aspect of it is important as well. All right, we have to break. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.